Turkey's political leadership was quick to condemn the genocide resolution that passed in the House Foreign Affairs Committee. In a statement early Thursday, President Abdullah Gül said US politicians closed their ears to calls for reason and once again sought to sacrifice big problems for small domestic political gain. In another statement, the government condemned the decision and said it cannot accept being accused of something it had not done. Later in the day, Turkey's foreign ministry announced it had recalled its ambassador to Washington, Nabi Şensoy, for consultations. On the streets of Istanbul, people expressed strong feelings against the committee's resolution.
We never make genocide in this land, never. Never, I'm just telling truth. They're just making politics. They're just bothering us. They're just showing us the world. We are hooligans, we are bad people, we love the genocide, we love the kill. Yeah, they're just showing the people like that. This is why I'm angry, you know?
Şaşırma, sabrımızı taşırma. Fransa, şaşırma, sabrımızı taşırma.
Just before the US vote, hundreds of people protested outside the US consulate in Istanbul. There was also a demonstration in the capital, Ankara. Feelings are running high in Turkey, both among political leaders and the public. Ankara does not deny that Armenians were killed, but says the killings were the result of a civil war in which many Turks died as well. 19 countries around the world have officially recognized the massacre as a genocide. The fact the US, one of Turkey's closest allies, is debating the issue has led to a sense of betrayal here. The US embassy has issued a security warning to American residents in Turkey. Pressure on the government in Ankara to retaliate if the US resolution is passed by the full House and the Senate could become irresistible. Turkey's already warned President Bush of far-reaching consequences. One of those consequences could involve American operations at the Turkish airbase of Incirlik. The base is a logistical hub for US forces both in Iraq and Afghanistan. Government members and a source within the Turkish Foreign Ministry have warned that support at the base could be curtailed. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.